everyone, and welcome to the 222nd episode of Connectivity. I'm Nicholas Bray, and today I'm joined by Adam Abunasa.
I might have to, like, totally ditch, because my sister is 39 weeks pregnant, so...
I'm sure she can hold it in for another 40 minutes, so...
I hope so.
And the other voice there is Brian Rose.
What's up, everybody? I'm here. It's switch week for me, because...
Switch is in the wild now.
Yeah, Switch is in the wild. I've been playing Breath of the Wild.
Yep. So, I thought we would just sort of go over the launch of the Switch and what we did and sort of our general impressions, and then we'll move on to some of the games. Like, obviously, we'll chat a little bit about Zelda in more general terms. We're not going to be trying to spoil a whole heap of stuff. Like,
oh, I'm
considering
gonna spoil
I'm
everything.
Still, I'm still already early
200
well,
hours
so.
In.
I'm only like 3 hours in, so I don't want any spoilers.
Wait, I don't even think it's been out for 200 hours yet.
No.
Maybe 100?
It's like, what? I don't think it's even been a week here yet. It's been three days.
Yep.
Yeah, I played 100 hours in 3 days. Isn't that impressive?
Does it count if you just leave the system on, Adam? I don't think it counts.
you can't put it in sleep mode.
Okay, I have to share my favorite quote about Zelda. My brother, he hasn't played it yet. I pre-ordered him a Switch, and it came to Omaha, where I live, and I had to ship it to New York, but he was all like wishy-washy, like, oh, maybe you should return it. I hate everything. But then today, finally, he was like, yeah, ship it to me. I'm so excited. I want it so badly. So I shipped it to him. So he hasn't played it yet, but he has one. He's just been watching all the coverage and stuff. And the reason he didn't want it, like, he couldn't decide, is he was like, all the reviews, like, don't sound like a game that I would want. Like, everyone's just calling it, like, it should be called The Legend of Zelda Wander Around.
But it's funny, because every review I've read, I mean, almost all the reviews were, like, glowing. Like, there's so many 10 out of 10s and 5 out of 5s for this game.
It's He's never played anything like this. He's never played an open world anything. All he plays are Mario and Zelda and, like, Mario Kart.
Well, I guess it's kind of a big leap, because even I would admit, like, I'm only, like, 3 or 4 hours in, but I can say I haven't played a game like this. It's really amazing, actually. And I was wishy-washy about it, too, because I was like, yeah, I'm probably going to end up playing Zelda, but I'm going to play Bomberman first. And I did play Bomberman, and, you know, we'll probably get to talking more about Bomberman. And I like Bomberman.
Whoa, no spoilers.
All right, so how about we just go back to the start of the Switch stuff, and then we'll move on to the game. So, Adam, what was your launch experience like?
Well, I pre-ordered one at GameStop, and I pre-ordered one at Best Buy online, and one at Walmart online. And the one at Best Buy, I, like, called them and had it changed to ship out to my fiance. And then my brother's was the one at Walmart. And that one, I didn't want to mess with that one because I do not trust Walmart. So I didn't want to call them and be like, hey, can you change it to shipping, and then them cancel it and not be able to reinstate it and be like, oh, sorry, we messed up. Bye. Mm-hmm. So I was like, whatever, I'll pick it up. And my brother's coming here because my sister's having a baby. So he'll be here like any day. So I was like, whatever, I'll just get it. He'll get it quick enough. But then I go there to pick up his Switch at Walmart. And Walmart told me, we have 24 Switches, and they're only for people that are online, not for online orders. The website said I would get mine by Thursday, March 9th. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, so mad. I was like, well, you can't, it's like, sell me one of those, and then, like, when you get mine in, like, sell it to someone else. And they were like, no, you have to come line up, buy another one, and then cancel your other order. But I was going to GameStop to pick up mine, so, like, I couldn't go line up. So I was really mad. And I got in a fight with the manager, and he was, like, Italian or something. He did not have strong English, but he was mean. He had enough of a grasp on the language to, like, hurt my feelings. So that was...
No Switches for you.
Yeah, that made me really sad. But at GameStop, everyone was really nice. Ran into a bunch of people I know just from around town. ran into my friend from the pre-order days.
Yes, the old man. The old man. Actually met him again.
The old man.
Did he remember you?
Oh, yeah, he remembered me. We spent a long time outside of that GameStop together.
Did he give you a power glider?
Spoilers, yes, he did. He gave me a power glider, and he was a spoiler. Important. He was important to the story.
I don't count that as a spoiler. Everyone knows there's a glider in the game.
Everybody knows there's an old man.
As soon as you turn on the game, an old man comes up to you and says, hey, I'll give you this paraglider if you do the tutorial. Yeah. So it's not that much of a spoiler. But I got mine, and I rushed home, and Neil was just wrapping up streaming. And I was really excited. I was like, oh, man, I want to stream this thing. But I decided to go all digital, so I was like, all right, I'm going to download it. And it was so slow. I finished downloading it, like, less than an hour before Brian said he was going to stream. And then I, like, was streaming, and I, like, checked my phone. I got lost in it, and I couldn't figure out streaming. Like, I would either have no game audio or no me talking audio. And then when I finally got it working, my audio was really low, and I couldn't figure out how to turn it up. Like, the streaming is so confusing. If you have any tips, send them to connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. And then I check my phone, and Brian was supposed to go on, like, 45 minutes ago, and he's like, hey, can I stream? And I was like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. And that was, my Switch launch.
Did you only get Zelda?
I got Zelda. I ran a Twitter poll, and I, like, retweeted it from the site, the site's Twitter, and it was, it just said help, and then listed, I am Setsuna, Snipperclips, Bomberman, and 1-2-Switch, and Snipperclips got, like, 40-something percent. And the other three were pretty split. I think second was I Am Setsuna, but the other three were pretty close. I mean, I want that one, but, you know, I can't get every game. So I ended up getting Snipperclips. I'll talk about that a little more later. I didn't play much, but...
I just downloaded the demo of that this morning, but I haven't opened it.
See, I don't think we got a demo.
Oh.
Yeah, the eShops are way different. Like, I don't know if I need an Australian eShop, too. But I have an American account.
I'm just
going
to stick with the main, my main one, I think. I'm not going to switch regions unless I absolutely need to at one point.
If you download from another region, you can still play as your main account.
Yeah. I know. I don't want to split my purchases across multiple accounts. I want them all on the one account.
All right.
Okay. It's easy to do, though. If you guys are interested, you can go on NWR, and Donald wrote a good piece on it. Help you out if you need to do that.
Yeah, I got a review code for a European game, and I was like, oh, man, this is going to be, like, a big process. And I go and I check the guide, and it's, like, a few paragraphs.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is way easy. Like, I was really surprised.
It's kind of crazy how much of a turnaround on the region-free thing the Switch is compared to the past Nintendo consoles. I mean, when they said it was region-free, I thought it was like, okay, the carts will be region-free, but I thought the eShops would definitely be still locked.
It's kind of amazing for Nintendo to do this when they were reluctant for years on ever doing anything region-free related. And now that they are, it's like probably the easiest process to do. I don't know how PlayStation or Xbox does it, and I don't know if you even want to do Xbox, but you know, it's pretty easy. It's I had no problems doing it. You just need multiple email accounts.
But you had trouble with payment, right?
I heard that there's issues with payments internationally.
Some cards don't work, I think.
Yes, I believe one card works. I think you said Visa. Somebody mentioned Visa works.
Yeah, that's what it says in Donald's thing, is that some people are having luck with Visas. But I think it's weird that they would make it region-free to where anyone can browse, but, like, you're very lucky if your purchase goes through. Like, that's weird.
You just have to buy those online, those cards, for the like money cards, and just do that.
That might be a way. I think that would be easier.
We just email staffers from around the world and be like, hey, I'll PayPal you some money. Will you go buy an eShop card for me?
You can usually just buy digital currency from, like, online stores and stuff, and they'll email you the code right away.
Yeah, but it's way more fun to just, like, bother you all the time.
Well, I can talk about my story with my launch story. Like Adam, I purchased more than two pre-orders. I did Walmart and I did Best Buy.
Yeah.
And I did not follow through with Walmart. I quit on that after like a few months because I'm looking at my PayPal account and I see like $300 has already gone. I'm like, you know, I don't want to spend like $600, $700 on two Switches. So I just canceled one and I got that money back. And I stuck with the Best Buy, and I went over there. The line wasn't that big. I thought it was bigger than it was going to be, given that, you know, I always thought the Imperial Valley community is, like, really small when it comes to gaming, and I think even smaller when it comes to, like, Nintendo stuff. But there was a line around the store, so we stood there for about an hour, and we got in, and there was, like, plenty of accessories available. I was surprised that there were pro controllers there. There weren't a lot of amiibo. I guess everybody got amiibo.
And yeah.
I have Wolf Link, so I didn't really need amiibo, but they were there in limited quantities.
Mm.
And
limited quality.
I saw all the amiibo.
Just shitty amiibo. They just had like Robin on clearance and Tom Nook.
I saw the Zelda amiibo when I went to pick mine up, and the Guardian one's like pretty big.
I saw the Goblin. That's about it when I went into the store.
Yeah, I saw all of them.
See, I saw them all at Walmart yesterday, and well, not all of them, but three of them, and I was really surprised, and I was like, should I buy these? And then I didn't. You know what? I might go to Walmart after this and buy amiibo.
I might go and buy a couple too, actually. I'm just kind of thinking of getting one of the Links and just Zelda. And it'll be enough, maybe.
I've never seen a great amiibo selection here, ever. Like, I went to Target the other day, and all they had were Animal Crossing ones. I think it was, like, Tom Nook, and maybe a few others, and that's it.
Oh, they have the little Nooks, Timmy and Tommy. They're Target exclusives. Poor Target.
I didn't see those.
Really? The Targets here all have, like, 100 of them.
Well, you live in, like, a... Where do you live?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Like, that's like a big city.
The greater Omaha area has 900,000 people now. We just grew bigger than Albuquerque, and we're very proud of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. But yeah, I was in line, and I got my Switch, and I went home. I had to let the dog free because I had to keep him in the crate because in the backyard we're doing a bunch of stuff and I didn't want him like roaming around while I wasn't there. But yeah, I let him free and then I set up the Switch and I was going to stream, but by the time I got through everything, I did everything I needed to do and I set everything up. It was like 2 in the morning and I was like half asleep. So
yeah.
I know Adam did go I think he had issues and he went a little bit over, so I was just like, you know, I'll just go to bed. And I'll play tomorrow. And I did. That's my very interesting Switch story.
Mine's not that much different. I just had one pre-order though.
Oh, you loser.
Yeah. I just, you know, put my trust in the pre-ordering system, which is what it's for, but so I finished work at like 10 o'clock. I think I left a little bit earlier and, just drove to the store and waited around for like an hour and a half or whatever, 2 hours. And, you know, I was kind of hoping there was going to be a bit of, you know, they were going to put on a bit of, I don't know, something, some games to play or like people were going to be sort of a bit more hyped. It was sort of just like a few guys just like milling around for like an hour and a half. So I tried to talk to a couple of people, but like it just sort of fell flat. So I was basically just standing there waiting until midnight. In the end though, there was like about 26 people that like got Switches that night at the store I was at. And my friend was at another one and there was about 80 people. His one. So that one would have been the one to go to. But, the store that I got mine from was like 5 minutes from my house. So it's much easier just to go there. It's kind of surprising, that there's so many stores around me that were doing the midnight launches. And on the Wii U, I'm pretty sure there was like no zero. There was no midnight launches here for
I think Wii the few indications we've got already that it's the Switch is far outsold the Wii U in its first week.
It definitely has more general interest, I think, than the Wii U.
Yes.
I don't know. I saw some serious doom and gloom. It didn't sell as well as the Wii in England.
Well, the Wii is one of the most popular systems of all time. So it's, if it doesn't do as much as the Wii.
It's like third or something. It's not even like top two.
Okay, but it was really popular at one point.
I mean, considering like some of the negatives that keep sort of coming out in the conversation about Switch, it's good that it hasn't seemed to have affected it that much in terms of like sales. I mean, the general vibe about the system is still positive, whereas with Wii U, it was like pretty much negative right out of the gate. Especially once the whole how slow the system menu was and everything started coming out. That's the negative word of mouth, like, really hurt the Wii U, I think.
Yeah, the Wii U didn't have a great launch.
What were the launch games for the Wii U? I think there was like New Super Mario Brothers U and maybe some other stuff.
There were 30 of them.
Really? It was a lot. There was a lot of third-party sort of ports and stuff. Like, the standouts, I guess, was Mario, Zombie U, and what else did Nintendo have?
Nintendo Land. Yeah, but that was a pack-in for the Deluxe.
Yeah.
But I think it was standalone still if you got the regular one.
Yeah.
There was, I think, Just Dance, Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, Mass Effect 3, Epic Mickey 2, The Power of Two.
It doesn't matter.
But wasn't there a Batman game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good game. That was the first Batman game I ever played. And I really enjoyed it.
So yeah, once I got home, I basically just set my Switch up. I opted to put the screen protector on that night, where I probably should have just waited till the morning, because I kind of mucked it up slightly. It's slightly like not centered right, and there's some dust under it now, so.
Oh, good job.
It bugs me, but I'll probably upgrade to a tempered glass screen protector at some point, so it's going to come off later. So I just basically set it up, turned it on, and like sort of linked my Nintendo account to the eShop and fiddled around with the settings a little bit, and then literally played like 3 minutes of Zelda and then went to bed because I was tired, and it was like 2:30 in the morning or something.
Did you guys notice that you don't have to use friend codes? I have like 20 friends and I haven't used a single friend code yet.
You can use like, if people have linked their account to Miitomo and Mario Run and stuff, it'll come up. Yeah.
Like, so all my friends, I've either added based on recommendations or I add them based off of Miitomo.
I've entered a few codes. I didn't get it though, like, the whole point of having the Nintendo account having like a username that's unique. Like, why isn't that just the thing you put in instead of a number? I don't really get it.
I think you'll probably be able to do that from the app. I think that with the Switch, they want it to be really open and you to be able to do everything easily, but they don't want kids to do those things easily.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like it could be like, all these online stuff's really rough, and once they launch the proper service, all that will change. Like, the numbers might just go away and the username thing will take its place and stuff. But, it's really strange.
So Zelda.
Zelda, yeah.
Let's
put out a little warning to people. Like, we are going to talk about bits and pieces, but like, we're not going to go into story really or anything like that. But because it's so open, it's difficult to,
There might be a few things that we spoil.
Might be a few things that slip through, yeah.
We'll try to ignore the story.
Have either of you guys gotten off of the plateau?
Yeah, I've been off the plateau for hours, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm off that. And
have either of you guys gotten to the first dungeon?
No. I've not done it yet.
Yeah, because I have no idea where the first dungeon is, or, like, I've heard
anything about
it.
You've got to follow the story, the main quest of the story for a little bit.
So,
and then they'll tell you.
Just so people know, like, it's pretty early stuff we're going to spoil.
Yeah. It's all very, like, you could literally get off the plateau and then go and straight and do these things, like, within an hour if you just did those things.
Yeah. Or within like 30 hours if you're me, because I've just been running around opening area for a long time.
I've pretty much just done that too. I mean, this is such an open world game. Like when they said it was going to be open world, I mean, they literally meant this is like one of the biggest open world games that I think I've ever played.
It's ridiculous how big it is. And then you find out like all these like extra things that you can do and collect and stuff just makes it seem mind-bogglingly large. You could spend like 500 hours in this game probably.
And everyone does it completely differently, like finds different items and stuff. Like, you know, that you can share really easily to Facebook from the Switch. So my mom she doesn't really play games at all, but she likes to watch Zelda, and like that's it. So she'll like talk shit. I'll be like, "Oh, hi, how are you?" And she's like, "I'm good. So you suck at Zelda?" And I'm like, "What? What are you talking about, Mom?" And she was like, "I saw on Facebook Dan has a fire sword. You don't have a fire sword." And I'm like, "What? Where's this fire sword? Like, I don't know where the fire sword is."
I just stumbled across it, I think.
Wait, you found the fire sword?
Everyone found the fire sword, huh? Ordinary weapon that you can stumble across, yeah.
Wow.
I came across one sword right now. I forget what it's called, but it's like, it's not the fire sword. I found very few swords. I found like a lot of pitchforks and mobs and stuff like that, but not really any swords just yet.
Yeah, I hate all the other weapons other than just the regular swords.
I don't mind the spears and that. They're kind of cool.
But you can't cut down grass. That's what this game is about. You just have, like, miles and miles of grass to cut down.
I want to see how long it takes to mow the entirety of Hyrule Field.
Well, it's taken 30 hours to get to the first village while cutting down all the grass.
I basically just, I'll look at that mountain. I'm just going to go and climb that, and then I'll get up there, and then I'll just, like, look around for a bit, and then I'll jump off and parasail down to something else, and... Basically, if I go towards an objective, I just look at the map, make a straight line, like look in that direction, and then just continue moving in a directly straight line and go over everything. Like, I don't go around stuff. I just walk in a direct line to everywhere I want to go, basically, unless I'm just sort of messing around.
What I do is I get to the highest point I can, I look around and see where I want to go, and then I look around to see if there's another higher point I can get to, and then get as high as I can and glide.
Yeah, it's so good.
If I can't glide there, it's too far. I'm not going there. Because I don't want to like fight the enemies and break my items and stuff.
I really like the rock climbing mechanic because it's so free and you can just climb on anything. I mean, you can just look at a mountain and go, okay, what's the best sort of side of this mountain to go up? Like, is there spots where I can rest, like halfway up and...
Yeah.
You can just sort of try it out and see if it works. It's really cool.
And if you really want to get up the mountain, like, you pick up so many random little items throughout the game, you can look through them and be like, oh, this one restores my stamina, and I have 30 of them. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can use up your items and get up that mountain if you really want to.
Yeah.
There's so many little doodads to collect, like, items and flowers and herbs and food. It's amazing when you go and start cooking, you come up with a bunch of different stuff, and it's like, man, I thought I was just like kind of wasting my time just not going through the main quest, but I've actually built up a lot of stuff to use when I actually do go to the next quest.
I've been tackling the shrines a bit. I think I've done like 20 of them now, so.
Wow.
I did the first four, and then I got the paraglider, and now I've done, I think, one other one.
Yep.
I'm at like 10 maybe.
Yeah.
It's worth doing just to like build up, like, because if you collect those orb things, you can upgrade
more heart containers and stamina.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Nick. If you want to send me a map of where the shrines are, that would be great.
Because there's one in the Temple of Time, Adam, at the start of the game.
No, not the statues.
Oh.
The shrines. Statues. No, where to get the actual shrines, man.
Just look over. I haven't even gone to the ones that are brightly lit up. Like,
but
like
they're, I can too, see. They're too far away. I'm not going to walk. Oh, I have a horse. I have a beautiful pink horse with lovely blonde hair. Her name is Mary with an E, like Mare E.
You should have called it Mario.
No, she's a mare, not a Mario character. I think, yeah, Mare is a girl horse. Whatever. Mary is my girl horse, and she's beautiful, and she listens, and when she listens, she gets pets, and then she glows. Mm-hmm. She loves it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I tamed a blue horse. Once I got a stamina upgrade, I could grab that one. So that was my first horse, and I called it Blue because it was blue.
Wow.
And then I recently just, because if you scan the Smash Brothers link, and
spoilers, you get something. Spoilers. You can Google it if you want, but don't spoil it. Because it's
I won't spoil it. Really spoil cool. It. Just, if you haven't done it yet, go and do that now.
Yeah, okay, so the amiibo. I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast before, but I have 100 fucking amiibo, and they're all compatible with this game. I hate this game. So
what?
I hate
it. They all just give you stuff.
They all drop, like, a random bunch of stuff. Like, I scanned in KK Slider, and I got, like, cool bananas or something, like...
Oh, yeah.
Most of them give you, like, just some random little assortment of, like, random collectibles. Mm. But the Zelda ones will give you, like, a treasure chest with a rare item. Like, this is some minor spoilers, but if you scan in Wind Waker Link, you might get, like, some Wind Waker clothes. Like, I got Link's hat from Wind Waker, which is cool.
Oh, cool. Wait, is that Wind Waker Link the Smash one or the
The Smash one. I don't have the new one, the Toon Link one.
It's probably the same thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it might be different, but it's stupid that it's different. But I have all these amiibo, and I was scanning in like 100 amiibo, and then my mom called me and was like, "Hey, maybe you should come stay at my house. I'm closer to the hospital. Your baby sister's about to have a baby, so you should come close to the hospital."
She just wants to see you play Zelda.
Yeah, and then she was like, you can bring Zelda if you want. And I was like, all right, I'll bring Zelda.
I don't
want
to see you. Just bring the game and play it for me.
Yeah, I brought Zelda, but I didn't bring 100 amiibo with me. So, but apparently...
You don't really need to scan them, though.
You can scan each of them once every 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, like, I do need to scan them all every 24 hours. But that's the free time I have. I won't be able to do anything else other than scanning these damn amiibo.
I thought you could only scan the Zelda ones, so I haven't really done it yet. But now that you can scan all of them, now that I know that, I'm probably going to do that after the show ends.
Man, imagine if they, like, in a later DLC update, they just, like, let you scan, like, amiibo in, but it changes the appearance of Link completely, so you just have Captain Falcon running around.
Oh my gosh, that would be great if you could get the Falcon outfit.
Or at least the costume. Yes. The Captain Falcon costume would be, like, costumes in that would be cool.
Or Duck Hunt.
A Duck Hunt costume.
Oh my gosh. Or if you got Duck Hunt Dog, because you can get Wolf Link.
Yeah, you're in the dog suit running around.
Oh my gosh.
And Rob.
You have a duck that comes and helps you out.
Yeah, you can scan Robin and all the guardians turn into Robs.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be pretty funny.
I mean, that'd be a great way to move some amiibo off the shelf.
Yep. I think there's a 2-for-1 deal somewhere right now. I forget where exactly.
Well, I already have 2 many amiibo for one person.
I haven't collected amiibo in the longest time, so maybe it's time to get some more. I don't know.
Yeah, I might get those Zelda ones.
I've got a 30th anniversary Ocarina of Time link coming to me soon, so...
I got that one.
It's really weird. Because
you have a Shovel Knight coming to you soon, someday.
Yeah, I know, someday. I'll have to just get you to pack something else in with it. I'll buy something and...
Oh, I did put some other stuff in there. Oh, no. Maybe... Do you want an eShop card so you can get some American games?
No, it's alright. It's okay. I've got a Visa card anyway, so I'd probably be okay.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, what else... Brian, because you're like probably the earliest in the game still... Like, what are you doing at the moment in the game? Like, what are you, like, sort of doing?
Right now, before the show started, I was cooking stuff. And I was heading back to Kakariko Village? Yeah, that's what it's called.
Kakariko?
Yeah. Kakariko.
Spoilers.
I guess that's not much of a spoiler.
That's like in every Zelda game.
Everyone probably assumed that village was in there, so.
But yeah, well, without spoiling it, I talked to... The character the old guy tells you to go talk to after that scene. Yeah, so I talked to her, and then I think I'm go. I've been to two cities. I've been to the one that starts with an H. I forget the name.
Don't spoil this one.
That one's Hakuriko.
Yeah, Hakuriko.
Hakuriko Village.
Cuckoo Town.
Yeah, basically, I'm just walking around or roaming around, just going, if I can find any shrines and stuff like that.
It's such a long, like, it's a fairly long trek between, like, that, from, like, Hakuriko Village to, like, the next one.
Yeah.
Which happens, like, it's pretty early in the game. Like, it is, like, a pretty long trek to get there. And I didn't even see everything there was on the way. Like, I pretty much sort of deviated a little bit. But there was so much more to the sides of me where I was just like, I'll do it later. I'll look at it later. Just keep going sort of thing.
Yeah, I really rushed through that trip because that was the first time my mom had seen the game. And I wanted to impress her so I could justify, like, you know, spending all this money. I wanted to be like, isn't this cool, huh? And I don't want to go, like, cut grass and hunt for berries and shit. I wanted to show her, like, wow, look at this big new village I found. So I kind of just really rushed there. So I have to go back and do that.
How many times have you guys run into, like, an enemy and you died? Because, like, I yesterday I was just walking around and I saw, like, this giant hog thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, I better not wake. I'm kind of interested in waking it up, but I don't want to. So I saved the game and then I went to go poke it and it killed me in, like, one hit.
Yep.
I didn't see a giant hog. That's awesome.
A giant hog-looking thing, like, sleeping in the middle of a forest.
Mm. There's a few of those in the overworld, I think. Yeah. I haven't beaten one, though. When I got off the plateau, I went to, like, the tower in the desert area that's just near there. And there was, like, all these strong enemies. Because I only had 3 hearts. So I just basically ran past everyone to get to the tower and activated the tower to get the map and stuff. But, like, so many enemies that just, like, kill you in one go.
Yes.
Have you, either of you been to, it's right near the plateau, it's like this big Colosseum thing, like building, like decayed building. It's like right next to the plateau.
It's not the Temple of Time, right?
No, it's off the plateau, but like right near it, you can see it from the plateau.
I went straight towards Kakariko Village, so.
If you go, go to that Colosseum looking thing, this big like structure that's sort of near the plateau, and just go inside and try and find what's in there.
Oh, okay. No, maybe later.
And like it's kind of crazy because like there's this enemy in there that will just need high level play, like high level equipment to beat, but it's like within a few hundred meters or whatever of getting off the plateau.
So you're going to lead me to my death because I trusted you?
Yeah. Just try it. It's cool.
That's nice.
You didn't have to. You could just go in there, look, and then, like, run away.
Run away, yeah.
Yeah. I tried to fight it, but, yeah.
That's cool, man.
Earlier, I climbed a mountain, and there was this dude waving at me, and I was like, oh, he looks friendly. I'm going to go up to him. And then he started shooting fireballs at me, and I was really angry. I was like,
there was one by a bridge that said they were like some sort of like club, and then they transformed and they killed me.
Yeah,
the Yuga people?
Yeah.
Like wait, some he weird killed you? Tribe that... I killed
him. Yeah, he killed me, because I wasn't prepared to fight him.
But no, this guy, I took a... Spoilers, you can take pictures. It's Zelda. You can usually take pictures. But I took a picture of it, and it said it was a wizrobe. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why he was waving at me, like, hi. And then I got closer, and he tried to murder me. I was like, man, we could have been friends.
Yeah, he lures you in with a friendly wave.
I should have known, because he was dressed in, like, white robes, and he looked, like, pretty racist. I should have known that he was not friendly. But then from there, I saw a tower in the distance, and I was like, oh, I can probably fly to there. So I jump, and I glided or glid or glowed. Is it glowed?
Blue.
Falling with style?
I fell with style to pretty close to that tower, and then I was, like, faced with a giant wall, and I was like, oh, I gotta climb this giant wall. And I'm climbing it, and there's all these, the little ones, are they bokoblins?
Yeah.
there were a lot of bokoblins on the wall, and then I get up on top of the wall, and there were some stronger things. There were green lizard things.
Yeah.
And then I finally, like, just sneak around and climb up this tower and activate it. And then I look down, and I'm like, where do I want to go next? And I see a sea of camps. Like, I found their stronghold or something. And there were a bunch of those wizard dudes waving at me like, hi. But they were surrounded by bokoblins and moblins and all sorts of stuff. I was like, all right. And then I saved and quit. So that's where I am, like, right now.
Yeah. There's usually something on top of the mountains, too. Like, if you get to the very, very top, there's usually, like, something cool up there. Or, like, one of those Korok puzzles, little puzzle things, like one of the Korok dudes.
Yeah.
I found quite a few of them. I think I found, like, probably, like, 20, 25 of those dudes already. Like, whenever I see something sort of out of place, I'll just go, it's probably a Korok puzzle. Like, if there's, like, a lone rock on a hill somewhere, just pick it up and throw it. It's probably a Korok there.
I saw one puzzle. Okay, spoilers for how to solve a Korok puzzle. You push a boulder into a hole. There will be a boulder next to a hole. You push the boulder in, and then a Korok will pop out. And I found one, and then I went way across the world, and I found another one. And then right next to that one was a third one. And I was like, why are these two so close to each other? Like, this is kind of lazy.
Well, are those the things that give you seeds?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Korok seeds.
The Kokiri things.
I have two of those.
Okay, guys, we just spoiled a bunch of stuff, but Nick said he's going to cut it. So if it didn't get cut, you can email him. At connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com.
Maybe I can leave that bit at the end after the music, and if people want to hear it, they can.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Anyway, one of the other things I was going to say is when I got to the top of one of the mountains, like, it surprised me. It was like a cool little surprise. It was like a sword up there, just like stuck in a rock, which is, it's just like an ordinary sword, but it was like, oh, that's so weird. It's just like, on the top of this giant mountain, there's just this rock with a sword in it.
Hmm.
Yeah, so you guys hate this game too, right? It's not just me?
No, it's probably the best Zelda game, like, it's probably going to be the best Zelda game ever. I think it's going to be better.
I think it finally broke the mold of
Ocarina.
It finally broke the Ocarina mold, because, you know, every other game since Ocarina has borrowed heavily from it.
And there hasn't been an evolution in Zelda since Ocarina of Time. Everything post Ocarina of Time is basically the same game, just slightly,
a bit more different.
No.
You know, a few improvements here and there, a few, like, tangents, like Majora's Mask, but there's nothing that is, like, that different to Ocarina.
You're forgetting the fourth best-selling Zelda game of all time.
Yeah.
You guys can't guess? Very different from all the other Zelda
Links
games.
Links Crossbow Training?
Yep, Link's Crossbow Training. Fourth best-selling Zelda game. I think. I don't know. I might have to double-check that, but I believe.
I just think after this game, like, I don't know, going back to, say, like, Ocarina of Time and stuff, well, they're still going to be good games. Like, they're going to feel so limited because you can't climb on stuff. You can't just, you know, it's like one path through the game, basically.
Dude, even going back to other modern games, like, I'm apparently at the point in Final Fantasy 15 where it funnels you towards the end. I'm like 5-10 hours away from beating the game. I'm just doing all the side quest stuff. But I still have, like, a lot of side quest stuff going on. But I don't know how I'm going to go back to that game. And that game just came out, like, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, this game has ruined me already for all other games.
Yeah, because Final Fantasy XV's world is pretty big, at least the first part of it, until you get into this linear path you have to go through. But this kind of just, like, blows everything away. I mean, Grand Theft Auto has been noted as, especially the fifth one's been noted as having this big city. This isn't a city. This feels like an entire world.
But keep in mind that none of us are very far, so it might get super linear for the last, like, 30 hours.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to get linear. Like, I think if you want, you can make it linear if you want. You can just follow the main story quest and not really do anything else that much. And, you know, that's probably, it's going to be basically point A to point B for the entire thing. But because you can just sort of go off track and ignore that whenever you feel like it, it's like so cool. This is the problem I had, like, with Twilight Princess. I remember, like, this was my thoughts when I originally played Twilight Princess from, like, 2006, was that I wanted to go and do other stuff, like, between the dungeons, but I would, like, look around for 20 minutes and be like, may as well just go to the next dungeon. There's nothing here, like, there was nothing really that interesting to, there was nothing to do, between the dungeons. Like, Twilight Princess is basically just go to the dungeons. That's basically it for the whole game. Like, there's not really that much outside of that. That's at least that's what it felt like at the time.
Yeah, I've always felt that the most interesting part of Twilight Princess was the music while you're doing nothing. Like, the Hyrule Field theme is awesome, you know? It's so good. Like, yeah. It's probably the best part of that game. Yeah. It's just that song is so good. But Hyrule Field is, you know, you're doing nothing.
Yeah. And, like, this game, it lets you balance sort of what you want to do. So if I get tired of exploring for a while, I'll go and do like 3 or 4 shrines just to break up, you know, have a bit of puzzle solving, because I generally like exploring and stuff. I like dungeons as well, but like I can get sort of sick of like constant puzzle solving, which is probably why I don't like Skyward Sword as much, because the entire game is like you need to sort of work out how to do this, you need to use this item to do this. You got this game, you can just sort of take it at your own pace and sort of break up what you break up, like the parts you get sick of.
I love Skyward Sword.
Yeah,
you hold your tongue.
Nah, I think it's probably the worst 3D Zelda game.
No, I think it's
in terms of enjoyability,
one of the best.
I still haven't played it yet. I should, but now that I'm playing this Zelda, it's like all the other ones are kind of like, yeah, I don't need to go back to those for a while.
Actually, after this game, like, say you put like a couple of hundred hours into this game, you could take a break from Zelda for a while, and then, you know, you might actually be in the mood for a more focused, linear Zelda game, which Skyward Sword would probably be perfect for. Like, playing Skyward Sword after this game might make it better, because you'd be like, oh, okay, I've got all my sort of exploring out of my system, I can sort of delve into these sort of more tightly constructed areas and dungeons.
That may be true. I think so, because after this, I probably wouldn't want to do any like big open world games for a while, because this one was pretty damn big. So
I've never really even played an open world game really like properly.
I don't think I've ever beaten an open world game.
Unless you want to count that one
Batman game. Oh, I guess I beat Arkham Knight too.
I've never bought any of the GTA games. Like, I've never really been into them. So, I tried playing Red Dead Redemption a couple months ago, but I kind of didn't get into it after like. I don't know. I tried. I might go back one day, but maybe not after Zelda now, because Zelda's like destroys it.
That's because you have to be American to understand America.
I watched Westworld, and I was like, I really want to play a Western game. So I tried playing Red Dead Redemption. I was just like, it's no Westworld.
You got to play 1-2 Switch. It's the Western game.
Yeah, 1-2 Switch. Speaking of which, maybe we should switch to another game. I bought 1-2 Switch, and I played a couple of rounds of the games with my fiance the other day, but she went to work, and then I was like, how do you get the rest of the games? Because it opens up with like 5 games, and then you got to play like 3 or 4 of them, and then it'll unlock the rest of them. So I just wanted to try the Marble in the Box game, just to try out the HD Rumble. And once I unlocked that and tried it, it's like, it is really cool. Like, it does feel like there's marbles rolling around inside the Joy-Con. Like, it's really, really, like,
it sounds really cool.
Feels like it. Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, but on a scale of 1 to 5, where 10 is perfect, how good is this game?
1-2 Switch. How good is it?
Yes.
Yeah, but you can only use half the scale.
I haven't really played it that much with, like, in the like properly, because to unlock the games, I was just holding both Joy-Cons and like waving them around and just quickly getting through it to.
But was that fun?
No, because I wasn't playing the games properly. But I'd have to play it in like a setting with more people to really get an idea of it. But, you know, I don't mind buying these sort of like mini sort of more casual experiences from Nintendo, because they're generally fun in like in groups of people.
Yeah, I'm super interested in it because, like I said, my whole family is coming in town and we're all going to be together. Yeah. And like it could be something fun we could do together.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we'd ever play it like a second time. And my mom, when I was explaining this to her, she was like, you should rent it. And I was like, where do I rent a game? And she was like, oh, at Redbox. And I was like, oh, Redbox probably doesn't rent cartridges, though. They probably rent, like, discs. So, like, I wonder if I could rent it from somewhere.
Maybe Gamefly.
Yeah, like, I'd probably have to go from online.
Does GameStop over there, like, have a 7-day return policy?
Unused. So I guess I could buy it.
EB Games here, you could just buy a game, and I think they still offer this. Within the first 7 days, if you don't like it, you can just like take it back.
Well, here, they'll only return unopened stuff. Like, and that's lots of stores.
Mm. They might have stopped doing that at EB here, but I remember that was a thing, like, for ages, where, like, you could just, like, take it back, and they'll just refund it within a certain, like, within a few days or whatever.
But I'm actually going to check GameStop and see how much it is used, because, like, I'm sure someone's
traded it already.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that someone sold it.
As for me, this always felt like a game that's like a mini game collection that should have been like in the Switch.
Yeah.
So like,
I think they should have.
I mean, I'm sure it's fun for a while, but I can't imagine ever playing it for a second time.
Mm.
So yeah, I didn't bother with this.
Damn, no one has traded it in yet. Or I wonder if they like struck some sort of deal where they wouldn't sell pre-owned copies for a couple days. Because I'm sure that someone traded it in.
This is $49, right? New?
Yeah.
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 It probably should have been cheaper as well. Like, they probably should have put it out for at least $30 or something.
Or, like, came like $100 with some Joy-Cons. Like, that would have been cool.
Hmm. You don't really need more Joy-Cons, though, for this game.
Yeah, but I don't have
the Joy-Cons with the system.
I don't want to buy one to Switch, and I don't need more Joy-Con. But if I could get them together, then, like, I probably would.
Okay.
Maybe
I could just post my cartridge to you, Adam, and you can play. We can do that now.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. And then I can send it back with all of your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I got a game called Snipper Clips, and I didn't play it very much. I played it with my very pregnant sister, but we had a good time. She only plays, like, Animal Crossing and, like, phone games, so she's not much of a gamer. But it's fun. You just cut shapes out of each other and try and solve little puzzles. You either have to, like, fit into an outline of a shape or, like, scoop up a bouncy ball. And just, like, stupid little puzzles. But then after you solve the puzzle, you don't have to immediately, like, go back to the menu screen. You can still, like, run around and, like, cut each other up into pieces. And if you cut the other person to shreds, they make, like, a really sad face and then come back. So that was probably the most fun, was just my sister and I cutting each other up after we solved the puzzle. But I didn't get that deep into the puzzle. I only played two-player. I don't know what one player is like. I don't know what four players is like. But these are things I'd like to know, because it's the only other game I have on Switch.
Yeah.
But I'll probably go back to it, especially with my family coming in town. We'll probably play it again.
Cool. And Brian, you got Bomberman, didn't you?
Yes, I did. So I was excited to get this and play this because I haven't played a Bomberman game since like 2011.
It's super surprising. Like, it just feels
I was like stunned when I saw a trailer for a new Bomberman. I thought Konami had killed all Hudson Soft games for good.
So they're just not going to make games anymore.
Yeah, that too. Because I mean, what do they have? They have that Metal Gear Zombie game, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But this is very much a Bomberman game. And that's a good thing, because Bomberman is pretty fun, but it's a very much a no-frills kind of experience. It's like what you see is what you get. There's nothing new, there's nothing revolutionary. This is pretty much like a Bomberman game designed for people to play during the first few months of the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad thing, because it's still fun. I mean, I played online, and that was pretty fun. And I played the story mode, which is pretty decent. Again, nothing revolutionary. It's kind of cute.
The story mode, are they like big mazes, or is it just regular size, like multiplayer?
I think it's just, they're like smaller. Well, no. It's like there's like 8 maps for online, and then there's like a different set of maps for story.
And how are the story ones different?
Yeah, the story ones are different.
How? Are they like bigger or more maze-like?
I think they're like more maze-like. And, they're a little bit bigger, and they're more maze-like in that you have to, like, figure out how to clear enemies. There's a few where you have to rescue some Bomberman people, and you have to, like, rope them all up and get them through goals and stuff. And mm-hmm. There's different objectives to do through each one. And then you go through, like, 8 or 9 of them, I think, and then you go to a boss. And then you clear the boss, and you clear the boss at the end of the level. And, it's pretty good. It's nothing like amazing, but it's a pretty solid title. It's nothing really, it's not going to set the world on fire, but it's a pretty decent game for what it is.
Yeah. Launch is probably the best time for a game like Bomberman in today's marketplace. Like, people will at least give it a go, even if it is kind of on the expensive side, I guess.
It is a little expensive for what it is, I have to say. I think this would be, like, a good game, like, a year from now. If it's, like, $20, I would, like, definitely recommend it.
I could see that definitely happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You don't think it's worth buying 2 copies so I can play online with my fiancé?
No.
Okay.
If you really like Bomberman, yeah. Then yeah, sure.
I don't know. I don't even know if I like my fiance that much to buy 2 copies of Bomberman.
No, this is a good game. I mean, I don't have any problems with it. I reviewed it up on NWR, and it's a pretty decent game.
Mm.
It's nothing new, but it's Bomberman, and Bomberman is pretty fun.
Yeah. And you can read his full review and see his score at NintendoWorldReport.com. We're not going to tell you here. It's a surprise.
Yeah.
3 out of 10.
Surprise. You're ruining it.
Not that low.
Did it bomb?
Oh.
I wouldn't say it bombed. So there you go.
So, I guess we'll wrap things up in a sec, but, what did you guys think of, like, the overall user interface on the Switch and, like, the eShop? The eShop is super bare bones at the moment.
Yeah.
Like,
even the Wii U one, I think, looked better on launch than this one does.
I think a lot of it looks very minimalistic, but it's
so boring as well.
There's no music. There's some bleeps and bloops.
Yeah.
But no, there's like not really any music for anything.
The eShop, like, on the Wii U has music, and it looks, like, more interesting than just, like, square tiles that you scroll through. Like, it loads super fast. Everything about Switch loads fast.
Yes.
Like, that's the best thing about it. But I'm hoping, like, when they sort of start rolling out updates to the eShop, it'll get a bit more personality again.
Yeah. Because it's a nice minimalistic kind of presentation for everything, but it kind of feels boring at the same time. Like, there's no music anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need a return to the Warawara Plaza, but something a little bit more would be nice.
When I was looking at the eShop, And there's like, in the US, there's like 7 games or something. Like, there's nothing on it. So,
well, you guys don't even have the Neo Geo games yet, do you?
No, we don't.
No.
I didn't even find out about those until like the launch day. I was like, what? There's Neo Geo games on this thing?
Yeah, it's weird.
When did that happen?
But I was looking at it and I was like, oh, this is kind of empty. It says recent releases. Is this all of them? And then I was like, wait, no, Little Inferno is supposed to be on here. I love that game. Where's Little Inferno? And then I went to go look for it, and I couldn't figure out how to look for games. There was just a category that said recent releases, and I was like...
Yeah, which has everything.
Yeah. All 7 games. I was like, oh, I guess it's not out yet. And I Googled it, and it was like, yeah, it's coming out in March. So like, I was like,
what? Wonder what happened, because they were like, yeah, we're coming out launch day. And now it's just, something must have happened to delay it slightly.
Whatever. As long as it's as good as the Wii U version, it will be the best game on the system. Because Little Inferno is the best game of all time. I'm being serious. It's so amazing. Like, it's crazy that they took this fireplace game and turned it into, like, a deep story and, like, world building and all this stuff. Like, it's just, it's brilliant the way they did so much with so little. But... when I was talking to my brother, he was asking me like, oh, how's the Switch? You know, how's the UI and stuff? And I was like, oh, you know, it's Nintendo and you scroll around, it makes funny noises and stuff. And he goes, yeah, it's a Nintendo system. It goddamn better make funny noises. And I was like, oh, that's,
it does. It
goddamn better. And it certainly does.
There's like with, cause you can make it like a user icon. You can use a Mii. Like, there's no way of, like, importing your old Mii, right? You just have to remake your Mii.
It says you can import one from an amiibo, but I don't know how to do that.
Well, so, on the Wii U, you could load a Mii onto an amiibo?
Yeah, but I don't know how.
Transplant it to the Switch?
Because I've had the same Mii for so long.
I didn't think you could save Mii's onto an amiibo.
Maybe, well...
You can save them onto the Wii remote.
The Mii amiibo?
Mm.
Oh, no.
Huh. Maybe that'll come eventually, like, when they have... integrate our Wii U stuff into, like, the shop and stuff, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm mad that my Nintendo account Mii didn't just show up like, oh, look, it's you.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you've looked like in Nintendo Land for 10 years.
It's really confusing because, like, you log onto the eShop and you link your Nintendo account, but it feels like that's the only thing the Nintendo account references at the moment. Like, it doesn't seem to. It doesn't feel like it reflects my user profile on the system, even though it does. Like, it feels a bit weird.
Well, on your friends list, it shows, like, your Miitomo friends and stuff.
Yeah.
But it doesn't show their Mii's, so, like, a lot of them, I'm like, which Nick is this?
Yeah, I'm kind of confused as to who everybody is on there.
Yeah.
Like, I think I know a few, but not, like, everybody. Like, I see some people online, and I'm like, okay, who is this? Because I don't know.
Yeah, so...
there's not really any point even having people on our friends list, really, unless, I guess, you're playing, like, I guess Bomberman and Fast Racing Neo... the new Fast game.
RMX or something like that?
Yeah.
Who knows? Fast. Fast car game.
Yeah, fat.
It looks really cool.
F-Zero.
I wish Nintendo would throw them a bone and like say, oh, okay, you can use the Captain Falcon amiibo to unlock the Blue Falcon in your game just to make it sell better for you. I don't know why they haven't done that. Like, it wouldn't be that big a deal, would it?
I don't know. Apparently there was a lot of talk that they were going to put a Samus skin into Axiom Verge, and then they were like, we decided not to do it.
Stopped it.
No, yeah. Nintendo was going to do it, and then Nintendo said, we decided not to do it. And it was like, why would you even tell anyone that? Like, why is...
It'll just make people... Yeah, like, people would have bought that game, like, again, just if it had... Just because it had Samus, probably.
Yeah, like, I bought it on PS4. I'm not buying that on Wii U, like, a year later.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess we all agree that the Switch is garbage. And we hate it. It's so terrible.
Did you guys like clicking the Joy-Cons in?
No, stuff like that? I hate it. I don't know where to grab. You know? like I whenever I you, try yeah. and squeeze somewhere, I hit a trigger or the plus yeah. button or yeah. something. And
that is the thing. Yeah, whenever I try to push down on the Joy-Con when sliding it in, I try not to, like, it's probably not even that big a deal, but like I try not to hit the buttons, and then like there's no room for my finger to push on the edge of it, and I'm just sort of like and I try and clip it in without touching anything. But
yeah, and sometimes when you click it in, it'll turn the system on and it'll get all excited and turn on your TV and be like, "You want to play Switch?" And I'm like, "No, I'm putting away the controllers."
I wish I don't really like how, like, when you've got the system completely turned off, just say you've been out somewhere and you've turned it off completely, it's not in sleep mode, and you put it back into the dock, it wakes it up and it says,
"Yeah.
No, I didn't want you to put you in sleep mode. I want you to stay off."
I hate that the buttons don't work when they're docked. Like, you have to take the Joy-Con off to, like, hit the home button. I'm playing one of the Neo Geo games, and I'm playing it with just one Joy-Con. But there's no home button on the left Joy-Con, so I have to get up, go over to the Switch, take off the right Joy-Con, and hit the home button just to quit the stupid game.
Why didn't you just use the right Joy-Con then?
Because the right Joy-Con is player two, damn it. I'm player one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can set it up so it's everyone's which, but I'm player one. I don't know. It's just weird little things like that. Like, I thought that the screenshot button would turn into a home button when you're playing with, like, a sideways Joy-Con, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I think we'll leave it there. Thanks, guys, for having a chat about the Switch and Zelda and whatever else.
Yeah, I want to go try the Amiibo thing now.
Yeah, see what I get. Go try the Amiibo thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go try buying Amiibo.
Go and try and go to that, like, Colosseum place in Zelda and see what happens.
No.
No, not about that one.
Just try it and just see it. It'd be cool.
No, I'm scared now.
Yeah, you're trying to spoil the game.
Yeah.
It's not really a spoiler if you can go there, like, directly after the opening area.
Spoilers?
Why are you so interested in me going over there? I mean, like, I'm going to get hit. And die in, like, one hit.
Oh, no, I just think it's cool, that's all.
Well, one thing I don't like about Zelda is, spoilers, there's fairies in the game. At the beginning I was dying a lot. You know, I'd fall off cliffs or whatever, get hit by an enemy, like, I would die. And then it would respawn you right before you died. And I was like, okay, cool. I did something stupid. I died. And now I get to undo it. But now that I have fairies, they heal me automatically. It doesn't ask me if I want to be healed. They just waste my fairies whenever I do something stupid, like bomb myself when I'm trying to blow up trees. And I'm like, no, I should have just, just let me die.
But you can blow up trees?
Yeah, so you don't destroy your axe.
I've blown up the rock things, but not the trees.
Yeah, I bomb all the trees to get the apples down.
Oh.
Yeah. I use the bombs a lot because they don't break. They're the only thing that doesn't run out.
That's true. Because you have to conserve the weapons, and that's kind of tough.
Yeah. Especially when you have a favorite type of weapon.
Alrighty, so thanks, everyone. We'll see you on the next episode of Connectivity.
Alright, bye.
Later. Thank you. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the blue, like, spirit fox thing in the forest?
No.
Adam.
No, sometimes...
This is getting close to spoilery talk.
No, because I don't know what it is. Sometimes... Sometimes when I'm walking around...
That's too... It's too cool not to...
What is it? Have you seen it, Nick? Do you know what it is?
I've seen this sparkly special. It's like shiny animals in the game, like shiny Pokemon, and they're very rare, apparently. There's like... I saw a rabbit, and apparently if you shoot it, you get something.
Oh. Well, I tried to chase them and be friends with them.
There's other mystical animals, too. Someone posted it on a Facebook group I'm in, and like they said, spoilers, but like you see the photo first, and you're like, ah, damn it. I can tell you if you want to know what it is.
I do want to know what it is.
Me too.
I'm pretty sure it looked like a unicorn.
No, I didn't see a unicorn. I saw it was like a fox.
Imagine if you can get a unicorn like a squirrel mount. Oh, man.
Oh, that would be sweet. I saw Neil said he tried to ride a bear and got destroyed.
What? There's bears?
I guess. And Neil tried to ride one.
Bears.
And then died. Well, Neil has probably beaten the game.
Yeah.
All right, end of spoilers.
I rode a deer.
End of spoilers.